Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us. Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Finally, at the end of an exhausting day, which had seen 5,000 people miraculously fed, Jesus had time to be alone with his Father. There's no doubt that he had planned for this to have happened some hours earlier, but now, at last, the time has come. It's interesting to see how important such times were for Jesus. Because he was the perfect Son of God, one might have thought he didn't need such times. But clearly these moments of intimacy were crucial for him, and we find him at prayer on a number of occasions. If Jesus needed to spend time alone with his Father, clearly we do as well. It's good to be busy doing God's work and enriching to spend time in fellowship with his people. But we all need to have time when we are alone with God. That relationship will only develop if we spend time with him. It's a principle which is true of all relationships, isn't it? There's no way in which a relationship can be strong and resilient unless it's given time. I like the expression quality time, that is to say, unhurried time, time that's set apart for the relationship and which is protected from all distractions. I don't believe that there should be rules as to what this time should look like for us. Some people set apart what is often called a quiet time at the beginning or end of the day. I've heard many people say that their time alone with God is when they're walking the dog. Others have a special place in their home where they can sit in a particular chair to meditate on the Bible and listen to God. What matters is not the time or place where such times of intimacy with God take place, but that they happen. Times to nourish our relationship with God, times to stand back from life and to hear what he has to say. However busy we are, those times need to be guarded carefully if we are to be the people that God wants us to be. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to guard our time with you, however busy we may be, so that our relationship with you is constantly getting stronger. Amen. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.